Nonviolent revolution in Egypt. President Hosni Mubarak stepped down today. It was announced by newly appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman on state TV and was translated on Al Jazeera English.
My fellow citizens, at these hard circumstances our country is experiencing, President Mohammed Hosni Mubarak has decided to waive the office of the President of the Republic and instructed the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces to run the affairs of the country.
After 29 years in power, Mubarak handed control to the military. Crowds in central Cairo's Tahrir Square erupted in jubilation for minutes and minutes, which was captured on Al Jazeera English. One opposition leader, Nobel Prize laureate Mohamed El-Baradei, told the Associated Press, "It is the greatest day of my life. The country has been liberated after decades of repression." Former WMNF reporter Aya Batraoui has been covering the pro-democracy uprising from the streets of Cairo during the last 18 days. She reports for Pacifica Radio's Free Speech Radio News and German press agency.
People are feeling dignity returning to the streets again, pride returning to the streets again. People are just overwhelmed with a sense of victory and success that they were able to essentially pressure the military to have to make a choice between protecting the Mubarak regime or protecting the people and the country. And it seems that the military stood on the side of the people and stepped in and essentially allowed for the president to make this resignation via the vice president. But despite the overwhelming feeling of happiness and success felt throughout the country, people have said to me that this is just the first step in a long list of demands that they have put forth, and that Mubarak's resignation is just the beginning of many things that they have been calling for. They're anxiously waiting for the military to come out and make a statement, and they're saying that if the military vaguely makes promises of responding to protesters' demands, they will continue to protest and seize on this moment. But if the military comes out and says that they will soon hand over power to a civilian-led government, and if they promise that there will be free and fair elections and the removal of the emergency law, which has been in place for 28 years, which allowed the government to arrest protesters without charges and ban protests without government authorization, and essentially allowed the government to have almost unchecked powers. If this emergency law is removed, I think people have said to me that they will return home.
One of the first U.S. senators to call for Mubarak to step down, Florida Democrat Bill Nelson, issued a statement saying in part, "President Mubarak rightly honored the Egyptian people's calls for freedom. All nations must now support an orderly, peaceful transition to democracy." Vice President Joe Biden called Mubarak's resignation a historic day for Egypt's people.
"Even in this contentious political climate in which we work, on this issue, the United States has largely spoken with one voice, Democrats and Republicans alike speaking with the same voice. This unity has been important, and it will be even more important in these delicate and fateful days ahead."